I call your attention to the book of Acts and to an expression which is used on just three occasions in that book. It is the word suddenly. And the first time it is used, of course, is in respect of Pentecost. The next time it is used in respect of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And then the final occasion has to do with the singing of Paul and Silas in the jail at Philippi and the wonderful release that God gave to them. In the first place, we have a sudden sounding. In the second place, we have a sudden shining. And in the third place, we have a sudden shaking. Acts chapter 2 reads that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Those who had been waiting in the upper room had been praying unitedly for weeks. But after all that waiting, the blessing that they sought the Lord for came in an instant. Let us never forget that God can move in mighty power in an instant, but he will only ever do it when his church prays. God can move just as instantly to change the lives of the most unexpected people that we would think would be converted. And so we read in Acts chapter 9 that as Saul travelled down the road to Damascus, that suddenly, Acts 9 verse 3, there shined round about him a light from heaven. Some of the hardest people, some of the people who are darker in soul than others, can be converted in the twinkling of an eye. The light can suddenly dawn on them, and that gives us hope as we pray to never give up, because eventually, and even in a moment, those very people that we're praying for may be marvelously converted. And Saul, who later became named Paul, couldn't forget about this. And in his personal testimony in Acts 22, verse 6, reference again is made, this time by the man himself, to the sudden shining. God sends his light suddenly. When he says, "Let there be light," you can be sure it won't take millions of years to come to the darkened soul. It will come suddenly. And then finally, in Acts 16, verse 26, we have a sudden shaking. Paul and Silas are in the jail in Philippi, having been persecuted for their preaching. But they are not downhearted or discouraged, despite the fact that many stripes have been laid upon them. And the Bible tells us that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Who knows what great blessings will come to the Church of Jesus Christ and to persecuted saints around the world when Christians are praying and thanking God, even in the most difficult circumstances. Suddenly, God moves. Suddenly, God grants deliverance. Suddenly, God gives freedom again. Suddenly, God favours his people. And he can bless you too in marvellous ways if you're a praying and praising Christian, and like these men in the jail at Philippi, count it a wonderful privilege to bear reproach for Christ's sake. May God bless you. Amen.